Okay, so hi and welcome everyone to the talk about OwnCloud Infinite Scale. My name is Tobias Bader. I'm product manager of Infinite Scale at OwnCloud. And today I want to share with you what the advantages of Infinite Scale are and how to get started. For those who don't know, Infinite Scale is a file sharing application which is designed for self-hosting. It is the successor of the old PHP-based OwnCloud, which also shares some history with Nextcloud, of course. And it is a complete rewrite in Go with a new microservice architecture, and is also Apache 2 licensed, so feel free to use. Self-hosting for myself is in the first place fun. I have a home lab installation at home, and yeah, I do it for fun basically, but it also of course brings privacy, independence, especially in times of political tension. You don't want to be locked out maybe because there is some SaaS service and you don't get access anymore because of political reasons maybe, and of course compliance foremost, GDPR and all the other things that you want to comply maybe in a professional context. So, but self-hosting comes also at a price. So for users, if I at home set up my Infinite Scale and then share it with my family, they don't say, thank you, this is a new interface I have to learn, but they say, oh, I hate change, why doesn't it look like OneDrive or a Google Drive? So this is the cost that comes for end users, some little switching costs there. And for admins, of course, you win some new duties, like you have to maintain the whole LAMP stack. And of course, you're also 100% accountable if something doesn't happen, if something doesn't work. Then everyone points at you. You can't point at a SaaS provider and say it's burned down or something like that. So it's all on your shoulders. So the idea or the ideal we are striving for is to bring the convenience of SaaS to your self-hosted system. And how could we do this? The main focus here is simplicity. And I found a very good site here. Maybe some of you know it. Make each program do one thing well. Do a new job, build afresh, rather than complicate old programs by adding new features. So yeah, you are smiling. Okay, recognized it from these silverbacks here. Unix philosophy, 1978. Yeah, so this means what we really focus on is file sharing. It means we don't try to implement a chat application or a video application or some kind of eierlegende Wollmilchsau, but really do file sharing good. So for the user, we did also a complete rewrite of the web interface and focused on accessibility. And accessibility is not only for users or people in wheelchairs or blind people, but also if you have maybe a little baby on the one arm and you can't use the mouse because you only have the hand for the keyboard, then already accessibility kicks in. So we are all affected at some time. And yeah, the new web UI is also completely API driven. And this means that this is completely decoupled from the server. In theory, you could also rewrite your own client, of course. And I know of one case where this already happened, because the web client is just another client, like the desktop or mobile client. And we also orientate on familiar UX concepts. So what you see if users open the web UI, first what they try is they try some drag and drop or keyboard shortcuts like copy paste. And I brought some, I made a video so you can see how it looks like. So what happens there is I select different files. I do this with the shift key, a command key, and now I only use keyboard to select multiple files in a row. And yeah, control A, select all, like the basics, but they make a difference. And now I did with a mouse and control to detect a special range, drag and drop on the breadcrumb. And now again, I select only with the keyboard files and drag and drop them to the desired folder. And yeah, right-click context menu. What we also did is we simplified how sharing works with users. So in the old days, you could check every little write that should be granted, like view, download, upload, edit. We reduced it to roles where these rights are collected, and you can basically now select can view or can edit, as you see here. So this should really reduce cognitive load and prevent human errors, so people can make less errors in that regard. Same goes for the sharing links. There the same concept applies. You can here also set a password policy. So if your company says, oh, we need 10 characters and capital, small letters and all that stuff, you can adjust it. So infinite scale comes with a same default that complies with the BSI. And you can also, on the bottom right, you can also configure a banned password list, because passwords like password 1! Exclamation mark is secure. It complies with the policy, but it is not secure because it's used many times. So you can configure that as well. And yeah, the one thing I'm really proud of is the fast and reactive web UI. So in the old OpenCloud 10, you needed to wait for about, I think, 10 seconds or something, until a new event from other users appeared on your screen, or you needed to hit refresh, what no regular user does actually, and now it really comes in live, so it's really instant there. If your colleague changes something, it's instantly there, and it looks like that. So on the left we have Albert, on the right we have Marie, and Albert uploads the file, so watch the right side, so it's instantly there for Marie. Now also check on the right side, Albert renames the file and it is instantly also on Marie's side renamed. So now Marie creates a new Markdown file with a really cool Markdown editor here, and now watch the file size on the left side. When Marie saves the file, the file size on Albert's side refreshes automatically. So really cool. So like the UI talks to you actually. Search. You don't want to remember where your files are. You just want to get there somehow. I can't remember the whole file structure, so I use search quite often, like many other users. It's also really reactive, so with every keystroke you get a live preview of the search. And also there's a full text search, so the content is searched as well, and this comes out of the box. And there are also, yeah, here you can see how the example, so if you search for light, and then it's also highlighted in the content. And we also have some powerful search filters here in place. So you have too many results, and you remember, oh no, effect is what I'm searching for, and I know that it was in the file name, so please search only in the file name, not in the content. And I know it was yesterday when I changed it, and I also remember that it was some kind of document. And there you go, burn down of your search results. And you can also select where you want to search, so in your current folder or in all files. And the most important change on the user-facing side is how sharing works within infinite scale. Imagine Albert and Marie, they work on the same project, and Albert shares something with Marie so that they can collaborate. And after a short time, Albert has a new job and leaves the organization, and Marie can't access his file anymore. So this is really common. And this is where file sharing gets complicated, because Marie wants to somehow needs to get to the file. And this is why we implemented spaces. Spaces are special folders who basically can have multiple managers or owners. We call them managers. And managers are basically the gatekeepers to this special folder. So they can assign another manager so that you can distribute a responsibility over many shoulders. And you can, you see it here on the right. So Albert and Marie are managers here. So if Albert leaves, he can just assign Marie as a manager. And then Albert leaves the organization and everything is as is. And the good thing here is also that the admin does not need a ticket for this, so this completely happens in self-service. And for spaces, you can also assign a dedicated quota for those who need this. If there are too many spaces, like we'll get hundreds of spaces in your instance, you maybe want to do some housekeeping at some time. For this, there is a special role, which is called the space admin, elevated permission. And with this permission, you can list all the spaces that exist in this instance, but you can't see the contents of these spaces because you don't want someone who can look into every space. The space admin only sees what spaces are there, who is the manager, and when was it modified last time, so that you can reach out for one of the managers and ask, hey, is it still active, the space, or can we delete it? Yeah, so the summary of roles and permissions and also difference of folders and spaces. Won't go into detail here. And let's go to the backend side. So the challenge we have is that the data created worldwide is constantly growing. I think everybody knows that. And it's growing in an exponential way. So the problem here is that we need somehow to handle these exponential data growth. And we had the problem with the PHP onCloud, with the old onCloud, that we hit the limits, for example, of the database, and then we needed some second database or a Galera cluster. Then you need people who can maintain the Galera cluster. They are not in the company. You need to hire them. It costs money. And yeah, so the costs at some point really increase. And yeah, I forgot to explain. So on the x-axis, there is the load. Load can be anything like amount of users or storage or amount of files, amount of requests, anything like that, and costs is total cost of ownership. So not just the server costs, but all you need to provide the service. And the idea behind Infinite Scale is to have this, to have a linear, to have it this to flatten the curve, so to speak. And how do we do this? The first thing we did is to don't have a database, actually, so a SQL database. What we do is we stored all the metadata, so if a file was shared with someone else, this was stored in a database. And what we did is that we took this information, the metadata, and put it just on the storage. So if you basically scale with the storage. So if it grows, you just need to plug in new drives. this comes also with the advantage that there is no state outside of the storage. So this is cloud-ready technology. Also, because we did a complete rewrite in Go, we can have async operations and parallel processing. So it's really cool because, for example, if you upload like thousands of images from your holiday and they need to be processed for thumbnails, this could really slow down the whole system in the old world. And now with Infinite Scale, it's a separate process. which works in the background, and you can just continue working. And yeah, it sometimes comes back and says, "Hi, I'm ready. Here are the thumbnails." You are basically not blocked as a user. And I think also maybe the most important thing is that we are really focused on designing everything really API-driven. So here are some examples. We use WebDAV, gRPC for the inter-service communication, LibreGraph, which extends the Microsoft Graph API, OCM, Open Cloud Mesh, so that you can share files between, for example, C file has it as well, I think, and Nextcloud, and TUS for resumable uploads, and the WOPI protocol from Microsoft as well for collaboration, live collaboration on Office document files. And it's also used by OnlyOffice and Collabora. So some large-scale use case I brought here. Currently, we have 1.6 million pupils active in the Bavarian School Cloud. So every pupil in Bavaria has access to an infinite scale instance. This is a project from the Bavarian government. And yeah, really, really huge. We are really proud of that. With 6,200 schools. And what they often do is they use spaces, of course. So often names for spaces are like physics 8A or sports 8A. So they organize everything in the spaces, because when there's a new school year, they just need to transfer the new teacher to that space, and done. Extensive use of the OnCloud iPad app and WebOffice, of course. And within this project, we also did some integrations with the Matrix Messenger, Moodle, and GeoGebra, which is a Blackboard for schools. And what these integrations basically do is they are kind of a file picker, so that you can store and get files out and in of your OnCloud without having to download them. So you can just integrate the your storage into these applications. Okay, how can you try it yourself? Very simple. These guys here in the front, they and others, they prepared some really nice Docker Compose image. What you just need to do is clone this repo here, then edit this env variable. You basically, if you're fine with the defaults, you just need to enter your domain. And what you then get is infinite scale core. You get the full text search, you get Collabora, so full-fledged web office, and the Let's Script SSL certificate. Yeah, and there you go. So it takes maybe some minutes to get it up and running. One note, if you try this on your local machine, you need to edit your host's etc hosts file and also accept the invalid certificate warnings. Yeah, that's it basically. Questions, please. Are there any questions?
It's not just two of us, we are more.
But they are here, so here in the front there are some developers if you want to talk to backend devs, and you're also in the front end involved. Okay, then thank you and have a nice rest of the conference.